الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson, we read the verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you have to reveal what is in your bosoms, what is in your chest, or you have to conceal it, remember in both cases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to account for that, and Allah will then forgive or Allah will then punish. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in heard this verse, at first they became uneasy, they became anxious, and this distressed them, and they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulallah, that this is something we cannot bear and we cannot handle, that for the minutest of deeds, for the smallest of actions, we are going to be taken to task for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that, do you wish to be like how the Ahl Kitab were? They said, Sami'na wa asayna, that we heard the verses and we disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Rather, you should say, Sami'na wa ata'na. Say, Sami'na, we have heard, and we have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order and will. And then say, Ghufranak, but oh Allah, forgive us. And we know our ultimate return is to you, wa ilayka al-masir. So then, the following verses were revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, listen, the messenger, Amana al-Rasulu, the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has brought iman, he has believed firmly in that which was revealed unto him from his Lord, wal-mu'minun, and so do the believers. They also have brought iman in that which has been revealed to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rusuli. All of them have brought iman in Allah, his malaika, his books, his prophets, without la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. The tafsir of this verse we discussed right at the beginning of the para. We do not differentiate between any one of his messengers. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا, and all of them have said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that we have obeyed, we have listened, and we have obeyed. غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا, but oh Allah, forgive us. وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ, and to you is our ultimate return. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now listen, O you sahaba, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden a soul beyond its capacity. Allah does not burden a soul beyond its capacity. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. So from the outset, we should remember that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed upon us of sharia and all of the fara'id, etc., all of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows best that we will be able to bear these things. We can do such things. Allah says, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. Now, for every soul is that which it has earned of good. So if that soul has done good, it shall get good in the hereafter. That is reward and Jannah, etc. Wa alayha maktasabat, and upon it is what it has earned. In other words, if it has earned some evil in this dunya, then that will be to its detriment in the akhirat. It will see the jaza, the punishment, and the iqab, and the outcome, the evil outcome in the akhirat. Allah then says on the tongue of the believers, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا. This should be our dua all the time, that, oh our Lord, do not take us to task if we forget. If we forget means if we forget to do something that was obligatory upon us and we didn't do that, oh Allah, don't take us to task now for not doing that. Oh أَخْطَأْنَا, oh if we made a mistake. Making a mistake means something that we're not supposed to be doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from something, and now we indulge in that deed, we do that particular deed, that crime. Oh, akhta'na, if we made that mistake, oh Allah, don't take us to task for that sin of ours. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. When we look at the past communities, on account of some bad deed that each community did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then burden them with some other difficult things. So in this dua we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that don't lay upon us a load, a burden, like how you have laid upon those who came prior to us, before us in this world. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Oh Allah, this dua is a general dua that don't burden us with anything that we cannot bear, which we cannot handle. وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. In that verse, basically we refer into masaib, all difficulties, worries, as we say Urdu, parishani, all of that. Ya Allah, if it's going to be, if it's going, Ya Allah, don't put it upon us, because it is something that which will be difficult for us to bear. Oh Allah, don't put that, don't lay that burden and that load upon our shoulders. وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. Pardon us, forgive us, have mercy upon us. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. You are our Lord, you are our Mawla, our protector, our guardian. So help us and assist us over the disbelieving nation. In other words, in the dunya and akhirat, let the good outcome be for us also in this world, where we can see that Islam and the Muslims have the upper hand over the disbelievers. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ